In Iowa, a high-profile criminal investigation is fueling a debate over medical privacy. In the northwest corner of the state, police in Storm Lake are trying to unravel the mystery surrounding the death of an infant. But their attempt to access medical records at the local Planned Parenthood office has turned into a legal battle that has landed in the Iowa Supreme Court. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Storm Lake.
There's a small area off to one side of the Storm Lake Cemetery that's designated for children, where the tiny headstones hint at heartbreaking stories of loss. In one spot, dozens of wilting flowers cover a small mound of freshly turned dirt. A few stuffed animals and brightly colored balloons surround a small plaque bearing the simple phrase, "A Child of God." There's no name on the temporary headstone because no one knows who the child is. But the death of this infant has plunged this quiet town of 10,000 people into an emotional debate about the balance between privacy and justice. That debate started here at the County Recycling Center on May 30th when a worker discovered the body. The infant had been in a garbage bag and had gone through a shredder. Police needed to send the badly mangled remains to the medical examiner's office in Des Moines just to determine the most basic facts, says Storm Lake Sheriff Chuck Eddy.
He made the determination that it was a baby boy, full term. He guessed maybe around 6 pounds, 6 ounces would have been, dark hair, Caucasian.
Eddy says his investigators couldn't pick up any leads from the recycling center, which serves about 20,000 people. After that, he says police started checking the hospital and clinics to see if anyone had a baby on or around May 30th.
We sat down and they said, with the doctors and nurses, with the list, and they said, you know, Jane Doe, she was expected to deliver about this time. Has she delivered? And if yes, is the baby okay? And they say yes. Done. Same as, nope, she hasn't had the baby yet. Done.
Investigators also approached the local Planned Parenthood office with a court order looking for names of any woman who had a pregnancy test in the 9 months leading up to the infant's death. Jill June, the president of Planned Parenthood of Greater Iowa, says her organization has been subpoenaed before, but this time it was different.
Every other subpoena that we've received always listed the name of a specific individual and asked for very particular records of that individual. It had a name. As opposed to this subpoena, we weren't given a name. We were to give names to the prosecutor. And that really changes everything right then and there.
Planned Parenthood refused to hand over the names and addresses of several hundred who were tested in Storm Lake because they're considered confidential medical records. A district judge ordered the clinic to hand over the files, but Planned Parenthood was granted a temporary stay by the Iowa Supreme Court. Phil Havens, the county attorney, says the files aren't really medical records because there's no doctor-patient relationship at Planned Parenthood.
As far as we know, women who have tests there for pregnancy tests do not see a doctor or a nurse. They simply have a pregnancy test done by a layperson.
But Robert Rieg, a professor at Drake University's law school, says there are compelling arguments for both sides of the case, and the implications can stretch far beyond Storm Lake, says Rieg.
If they don't find anything in Buena Vista County, Iowa, why not come down to Polk County? Why don't we just start opening the medical records in all 99 counties? The idea that the police are going to come knocking at your door and, oh, by the way, we understand you were pregnant last year, where's the kid?
Police don't know if the records at Planned Parenthood will shed any light on who the baby's mother is. But at least it will let them know if they've exhausted that avenue of the investigation, says Sheriff Eddy.
To get through those and eliminate them so we don't have to even worry about it anymore would be great. Because now you sit here wondering, is the mother or had the mother been to Planned Parenthood and could she be there?
Police have already questioned and taken DNA samples from some women whose records were handed over by the hospital and other clinics. Sue Thayer, the manager of Storm Lake Planned Parenthood, says the community is split over the issue.
There's so many controversial feelings about Planned Parenthood anyway that it tends to get all tangled up with the issue of abortion and family planning and birth control instead of just the simple issue of medical privacy.
The county attorney, Havens, says he is not against privacy, but there's more to this case than that, and that's the gruesome death of an innocent child.
You know, sometimes I ask myself, am I too close to this to make a decision to balance those interests? But I also ask are others who take the privacy side, are they too removed from it? Because I think anybody who had witnessed the baby's remains would not feel the same.
Police say for now their investigation is at a standstill, and they hope someone will come forward with information or they can get to the files at Planned Parenthood. But those records sit in a locked filing cabinet in a tiny, cluttered office at Planned Parenthood. And officials there say they will go to jail before they unlock that cabinet and give up the files. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Storm Lake, Iowa.